92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. and it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection. Adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the Final Four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town Contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and It was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And, you know, I, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says his guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that's going to bring thunderstorms with the potential for some heavy rain. We could get to 1 to 2 or more inches tonight through tomorrow. We could also have a few strong to severe storms tomorrow, so stay weather aware. Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, 45 tonight, down to 35 tomorrow, thunderstorms 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.